Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, wow. Queensland with a very Queensland-esque win. Down 10 to go. A man in the bin. Terrible sin binning. Both wingers off the field. Ben Hunt, Ruben Cotter defending in the centres. They don't score one try to win the match. They score two tries to win the match. And absolutely... Now, would I say it was the highest quality from Queensland? Absolutely not. Was it some of the most ticker I've ever seen? It absolutely was. Mm. The Blues, on the other hand, it's not the fact that the Blues lost, in my opinion. It's the way that the Blues lost it is very, very surprising. Guru, what do you think of last night's game?
Yeah, tough watch. I think the thing that stands out for me, mate, like you just read that entire script of how it all played out. If you flip the narrative and that was New South Wales doing that, it'd probably be our greatest victory of all time. Mm. For you, it's just another one. And that's what kills me. It is just another one on the list. For us to be up with 10 minutes to go, a sin binning that shouldn't have happened, oh, I thought that was an awful call.
Stupid call.
And then for you to score the points in the way you did was just, you know, I think it was 2002, Dane Carlaw scores a try for Queensland that was just out of the box. Like, we had a similar moment to that last night. Lindsay Collins, not only did he jump over his club captain, New South Wales' fullback, Australia's fullback, like, I don't understand how that would only ever happen in the Origin Arena to Queensland. Have you ever seen that in the NRL happen?
It's insanity that Lindsay Collins is going up taking speckies.
He was inside DC. Wait. If he never chased that ball and he was just getting ready to take his position in the next set, no one bats an eyelid.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Name a player for New South Wales that would have made that play last night.
I'm not sure. Shandor, what do you think, mate?
Yeah, it was disappointing. I think the main highlight for me is just seeing there's just a clear difference between Queensland and New South Wales. I was saying before, white collar, blue collar. Queensland just got that dog in them. Like, I just don't think if we're in that position, we've got that in us in New South Wales to rally up, find a way. You got a Munster who'll just pull shit out of anywhere, regardless of the game he's played. They just make stuff happen, but they're hungry. They're forwards. Mm. So I just seen last night the effect, again, of Billy Slater. I feel like they came in with a strategy. They executed, in my opinion, in combination with the Queensland mentality and their attitude and their grit, he's revolutionising the way they're going to play Origin. Yeah. I honestly believe that. And then New South Wales just got exposed. Players out of position, players not getting up to the mark. And then we had every right to win it. That series of drop balls from DCE, from Toulon, all that stuff, we had every chance.
Yeah.
And then Queensland did their thing. So, yeah, you said it. It's disappointing. I don't know where we go from here. But, you know, obviously Guru's packed up the bags for next year. But... you know, there's hope.
There's hope. There's definitely hope. The Guru can step in and coach. Hey, could you imagine?
God, could you imagine? Good God.
Mate, the thing with the New South Wales is they did so well they did so many things right, and they put so, like, let's say they were cooking something, a feed. They put 80% of the right ingredients into the mix. But if you don't have the next 20%, it tastes like shit. Mm. But you still put in 80%. You had all the field position. He had all the opportunity to score the tries, but just that final blow could not make it. What was it? 36 tackles in Queensland, sorry, is 20 metres compared to our 14 tackles, and yet we scored 20, what was it, 26-18 or whatever it was? Like, that is unheard of in an Origin.
And what you're talking about, those moments, like we had the field position early, we had all the ball, we couldn't do anything with it. Queensland was scoring tries. Again, that series of drop balls, we didn't capitalise. Then, what more do you need? You take all their outside backs off the field, you sin bin someone, and we still can't hold on to the lead. It's like there's the pivotal moments. Oh,
and you mentioned that 20% we don't have, that Queensland always have. And it's been like that for 10 years. And like, I'm not convinced it's not going to be like that in 10 years' time. No. I don't know how we turn it around. I don't know what we're missing. I can't work it out.
See, I think you have it. It's just about it coming together. And at the moment, I think that really struggling to, you've got Cleary that's supposed to be leading the boys around, but Teddy is also a captain. And I just think that there's like, it seems there's like mixed messaging in game plan.
Battle of power, isn't there?
Whereas like with Queensland, it seems very specific what everyone's role is.
100%.
Whereas I just think New South Wales, they've got it in them to do it. There's no doubt about it. You know, you go back 2 years, you're absolutely record margin. So it can happen. But I feel like each year, it's almost like a reset button for New South Wales. It's almost, you're coming into a series with a new kind of game plan. Whereas I think Queensland, and maybe they do come in with a new game plan, I'm not sure, but it does seem like everyone is very sure and certain about their roles. There's no crossing of lines. You know, each player is selected to play a role to the Queensland game plan rather than New South Wales. It almost sometimes feels like each player is selected to play how they play at club at times. I'm not sure. I know that New South Wales have it in.
You're right what you're saying though, that systematic approach. I just go back to Billy. Like for those who don't know, the effect that he has, he's a freak. Like how he knows the game. Picture you're being coached by Craig Bellamy, except it's a superstar who you're in awe of as a player. He's got the same strategy and tactics, if not better than Belzer. And he's got the same systematic of roles and responsibilities approach that Bellamy has. Mate, you said it. It doesn't matter. They always keep their core group, their core system, but whoever's coming in, they're just going to play their role. Where New South Wales, I feel like it does always change. Do they even have that system and approach? And you got blokes, I've never played on the left side. No worries, you're a good player, just playing all over the place. And then there's a battle of power. So how do you overcome that? What's the catalyst for the leadership or the change?
Mate, it's tough. I personally think, and I know a lot of people will be like, you know, Cleary can't step up to Origin. And I think that, and maybe he has already been said this, I'm not sure. I personally think for New South Wales, a very tough conversation needs to be had with the senior players, with Teddy, with Cleary, and they need to make it extremely clear whose team it is. Because I do feel like it's a bit disjointed. You know, you've got Teddy doing what he normally does at club, which is like a lot of hit-ups, which is great. We love that. Everyone knows Teddy is one of the best ball runners we've ever seen in the game. But it just seemed like last night, Cleary was struggling to get into his normal rhythms because Teddy was playing a certain style and then other players was playing a certain style. I think a tough conversation has to be had and a real clear direction on who is the one calling the shots.
I think if you have a look at the way the Penrith Panthers play, like Dylan Edwards plays a very similar role in his own half. When he crosses halfway, he falls into being a role player and he essentially just sits on that right edge. Whereas, you know, you watch Teddy last night, he's running around like a headless chook, which has worked in the past. But, I mean, if you're going to pick all these Penrith boys and you're going to, you know, ease your way into that Penrith style, surely you've got to completely play to it, don't you?
I like what you said, though, Kemby. I don't think there's been a moment that has really pushed this conversation to the point where, it needs to be had. You know what I mean? Like, you got the Penrith system, you got the battle between Cleary, what Guru just said about selecting those players. I don't think last year or the year before was a moment to say, hey, someone needs to sit down and say, this is how we need to play with Teddy. I think this is actually the moment. So can't say like it's been tried and it hasn't worked. Yeah. But I think it needs to happen.
Oh, mate, I think it's past time because, like, even last year, try the two hooker role situation. Didn't work. The year before that, you know, Teddy was almost, he still had an incredible series, but it was more the Tommy and Latrell show.
Yes.
And so each year, even when you have success, there's kind of like changes. Whereas I would just love, whereas you look at Queensland, and I understand, you know, we are blessed that we've got DC, Munster, they've been there forever.
Consistent.
But they have a very clear role. You know, DCE gets us around the park what we need to do. And then when Munster wants the ball, he gets the ball. Whereas I don't think we're seeing that much. Like, for example, if you look at Reece Walsh's stats and his fantasy points, super coach points, apologies.
Watch yourself.
They're low, and if you didn't watch the game, you'd say, wow, Reece Walsh was quiet. And if you looked at Teddy's stats, you would say, holy, Teddy was incredible, 200 plus metres, had all these runs, these tackle breaks. But in reality, Reece Walsh played his role perfectly to the game plan. He was honestly perfect. He was perfect the other night, well, last night. Whereas Teddy, although individually did all those things, I just didn't ever see a time where when you're in good attacking ball, I never saw him like sweeping out the back. Not that he wouldn't do that, but it seemed like he had a certain game plan in his mind, and Cleary may have had a certain game plan in his mind. And they just got to have a conversation. It's hard though, because Cleary is 25 years old.
Yep.
Teddy is an Origin. I'd go as far as say Teddy's an Origin legend.
Yep.
I would honestly say he's one of Blues' best ever. So when you're a young guy coming in, it's very hard to go to one of the greatest Blues players ever and say, mate, I need you here on the field and I need you to listen to exactly what I say. And maybe that's not the problem and we're all just guessing at things, but it looked like clunky football to me.
And maybe you shouldn't have to do that in reality. You know, that should be... That ain't happening in Queensland. Billy Slater, Cameron Smith, Jonathan Thurston. Like they're making the call. Munster ain't telling people what the game plan is and where Reece Walsh needs to be.
Yeah.
So there's that leadership as well. Like, is that happening?
Yeah. Mate, it's so hard to tell without being like out in the field and who's talking, who's not. Mate, it's tough. Well, we won't go through every single position and match up, but I think we should go through some of the key positions and key plays. I don't know whether to start with Queensland or start with New South Wales, because we got more New South Wales.
Know where you want to start. Let's get it over and done with.
Start with Queensland?
Yeah, start with Queensland.
Okay, let's start with Queensland. Oh, man.
Arrogant.
Oh, man. Firstly, I mean, there's so many guys that I want to talk about, but I want to talk about my boy Reece Walsh. I am so happy for him. And although he didn't have the crazy moments we see at club, this is easily the best game I think he's ever played. For him to come into his debut, to take Kalyn Ponga's spot under all that pressure, be put under pressure, they were kicking to him, bombing to him constantly, to find the balance between knowing when to attack all out and knowing when to hold the ball, he found that balance in his debut. Like some of the GOATs, like Lockie's Australia debut, Hodges' debut, they struggled. Reece Walsh come in, he looked like he'd been playing Origin for years. He had two line break assists in his debut, his defense was outstanding in regards to his bomb diffusion. He had a try assist. It was honestly, he didn't have a single tackle break. You know what I mean? So this was a purely playing his role job that a lot of us was concerned, and I was concerned, would he overplay his hand getting into debut? Because sometimes at club, he's just attack, attack, attack. He was perfect. I honestly couldn't ask for more out of Reece Walsh in his debut. I thought he was absolutely phenomenal.
If you were shown this game with no context and asked which Queensland Marine was making their debut, I might need 17 guesses.
Mate, there's like no way
he just looked so comfortable so early. And you're right, like the thing that made me so worried about Reece Walsh is that he's, you know, he's not afraid to make mistakes. He'll always go at the game. Whereas from a New South Wales position, I was like, geez, maybe we will get three or four errors out of him. Maybe it'll work in our favour. Didn't get a single one. He didn't look like making an error.
Zero errors.
But he still had, like, he still took risks. Like, he still risk. Huge risk, but he just nailed all of them.
The ball to Selwyn. Like, that's beautiful. In your debut. The game's on the line. Like, what was the score? Like, 12-10 to whatever it was. It was close. New South Wales may have been leading. I'm not sure. But to throw that floater speculator over the top, land Selwyn Cobbo, and then Selwyn Cobbo individual brilliance. How he scored that, I do not know. Mate, Reece Walsh, to me, it was perfect. It's the best game I've seen.
You know what the sequence of events would have been, Kempe, too? He's first time interacting with Billy Slater would have been epic.
Yeah,
like this is, if you're a fullback, this is your dream. He's your coach. And you know right now, Billy Slater would have gone through training, done all of the plays, all of the shape, and he would have asked for nothing of Reece Walsh.
Yeah.
I don't want you to be doing this. I don't need you to be doing that. Mm-hmm. This is your role. Mm. And then after the game, he would have glorified it. He wouldn't have spoken about any of the brilliance. He would have just spoken about, so what does that do? I just think, personally, from what I've seen in that situation with someone like Billy Slater, it just gives you this freedom and peace to just go out there, play your game. And of course, when Reece Walsh, the player of the year, has a chance and an opportunity to throw a mad ball, he's going to throw it because that's who he is.
Yeah.
But he sticks to the game plan. It's glorified. And he knows that he executed his role and that's all that was wanted. That's the shit that fucking changes it for a player, especially someone like him on debut.
Mate, debut in Adelaide. To play like that. a smaller fullback. You know, it was just the level-headedness. You know, I thought he could have a good game, but I thought that there would be probably like one or two errors where he'd go, oh, just needs to clean that up, still really good. But for him to go zero errors and play his role perfectly and respect the game plan, respect exactly where he needs to be to help the team, rather than saying, I'm Reece Walsh, like I'm the youngest, hottest superstar in the game right now, give me the ball. It was an incredible game from Reece Walsh. It's up there with some of the better debuts, in my opinion.
Especially because Reece knows going into that game that if he was to make errors, that would be the storyline coming out of
100%.
This. 100%. And I just love that he held his head the entire game, and then when the moment came to pull the trigger, like it was a long floating pass. If that goes over the sideline, he gets crucified.
Intercepted?
Absolutely, yeah. Crucified.
But imagine you're in Origin and Billy Slater says to you, like, I just need you to focus on the simplest parts of the game. How would you feel? You know what I mean? Like,
that's what I saw. Yeah, that's what I saw. But I also love that he had that mindset, but when he saw the opportunity to pull the trigger,
he's a gun.
He just backed himself 100%. It's so good.
He's a gun.
Such a good debut. Like, to find the perfect balance in your debut, it is just, I mean, what, he's 20 years old. We're talking about a 20-year-old.
Is he?
He's 2021 max.
Silly.
We got at least another 10 years of him. And what's insane is he played so well.
Beautiful. Great.
But like, even if KP comes back and plays really well, Reece Walsh keeps his spot.
Yeah.
And so the craziest thing for Queensland now is they've got the Hammer that we know can play fullback. You've got Reece that just did what he did. You've got Kalen, who we know what he can do. Like, he was player of the series essentially last year. And so now we have this embarrassment of depth in the fullback position.
It's almost annoying as a Blues fan. Arrogant. Even like,
almost annoying.
Almost annoying. But like,
it's almost, is it?
Sorry, it's very annoying. Three years ago, you chucked Brimson at fullback and he absolutely killed it.
I was honestly going to get to Brimo. Like, we're talking, and Brimo as well could fight his way in the mix as well. So it's like,
sorry, Matty, are you a Queenslander?
I take all that back. It's extremely annoying.
I mean, on top of that, Hammer was playing out of position last night.
I know.
Out of what we've seen this year.
That's unbelievable.
Center. Oh, we'll get to Hammer. We'll get to the Hammer. But yeah, Reece Walsh. And what is just so exciting about Reece Walsh is this is just the beginning of his journey. I'm so happy for him. He played incredibly. And just the attitude that he's come back from the Warriors with is phenomenal. It is absolutely phenomenal. Imagine how much he's going to learn coming back to the Broncos with this. It is just going to be next level.
And that's the other thing about it as well. Like, it's been weird how it's been a long time since we've had a superstar in the spine from the Broncos for Queensland.
Mm.
Like, it just fits perfectly.
Oh, mate. Talk about the marketing dollars. They're just sitting there going, yes, this Queensland marketers. Oh my God, he'll be in every calendar that you can make. They'll do it with Reece Walsh. We have to say, I'll get to it just off the bat. A lot of people question Billy Slater's selections, including myself. I wouldn't have had the guts to play Reece Walsh over Kalen Ponga. I wouldn't have had the guts to drop Dane Gagai and put Hamiso in the centres. They were the ballsiest calls, and they absolutely nailed them. Billy Slater, Take a Bow, and the selection crew, everyone was against it. Everyone was against it, except for a small minority. And I know there's a few out there that said, no, Reece Walsh was playing too good and Gagai was struggling at club or whatever. But the majority of people were saying, pick and stick, disloyal this, disloyal that. Hey, ruthless winners. That's what Billy Slater is. He's a winner, and he made the right call.
Fuck yeah.
Anything? Nothing?
No, good on you.
Okay. Well, no, you're right.
No, it's hard to add anything to it. Like, he nailed everything he did.
And everyone was kind of like, how could you drop Kalen Ponga, arguably man of the series last year, Dane Gagai, Origin legend, and to have the guts to do that? Tell me how many coaches have the guts to do that.
They don't. But, Kempe, don't you think it's like, put yourself, you know coaches, you know your own experience. We're talking about a completely different world. Every coach we've known is over 50 or 60 from a completely different era. Now you've got the brain center of Thurston, Smith and Slater. Like, no one else would make those decisions.
Yeah.
No one else could. Either the site or the culture that they can bring. And they're doing that. They're staunch about it too. They know exactly why they're doing it and what for. Like, I just think it's very special, that fucking coaching team.
It's incredible.
What that does, mate, in all areas, selection, play, like people's capabilities as players, everything, strategy.
Mate,
I think it's underrated how much of an effect that's going to have and is having.
100%. It's just, their ability to understand the tough calls that need to be made and making them. Just a lot of, including myself, like I would have had Ponga and Gagai there. I would have had Miso on the wing. Tuilagi as another guy.
That's uncharacteristic. Queensland do that. They stick. But, stick and pick.
You know, and I did say last week on the Dirty Merger podcast with the Hello Sport boys, like, Billy's seen something that we don't see. You've got to trust one of the best brains in rugby league that he was.
That's exactly
he
right.
was watching the footage. He was seeing something that we weren't seeing, and it paid off. So I think Billy Slater and the whole selection team and the coaching staff deserve a massive, massive rap, because that's a ball. Imagine Reece Walsh goes out, makes three errors, Hamiso misses three tackles, and to all of a sudden the headline would be one hit one to Billy Slater. You know, thought he
the narrative,
you
know, changes.
Got ahead of himself. Thought he was too smart for his own good. It's absolutely amazing. So, and hats off to the players as well. Let's get to. Oh, I'll talk about Selwyn really quick. He is special, special.
Performance.
Oh my God. And he almost like, he does it with like a
and he defended well. No, he gun defended defense. So well.
He yep. defended gun. Ah. And he does it with a like a cheeky smile. You know what I mean? He's just out there like cheekily. Like when he scored that try and slid across like with his legs curled up.
Yeah, because he was shocked.
A cheeky little grin. He's out there just loving footy. Yeah. Like, whereas a lot of people at the moment be like, I'm playing Origin, I'm playing. He's just playing rugby league. I reckon he would have the same, I guess, the same composure as if he was playing local league Division 3 as if he was Origin.
It's one of those cruisy guys, eh?
It's just rugby league to him.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
just rugby league. Yeah. And that's why he plays the way that. He does. Unbelievable.
Wasn't that long ago we were all together and we watched his debut. Remember the debut starting for Broncos? That was not a reflection of right now.
100%.
But like, it's mate. Easy for him.
He's unbelievable.
Sometimes when you watch him too, like, as you said, he's so laid back that sometimes you don't even... I'm not sure if he knows how big some of the plays are he makes.
Or if he cares that much.
Like that play where he shot in on Stephen Crichton when we were going to score for all money.
It was done.
It was over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the vast majority of time, the winger just holds their mark there and goes, that's my man there. Mm. I'll just stay there. It's just such a, his instincts are just incredible. And even like when he knocked down that intercept, you could see on his face, like he was disappointed he didn't score. Like he knew that was a try scoring. He knew that was a try that he missed.
Knew that was his 90-metre intercept moment. One,
which is good and well. He missed out on putting 4 points on the board for Queensland.
Mate.
And he did.
Run a 90 in a Queensland jersey. That's what he missed out on.
Yeah. And what's so he's played so basically two games. He got knocked out in really early in that the other game last year. Think about the moments this kid has already had in two Origin games.
How old's he, Kemby?
20, I think. 20 or 21.
Stop it.
A couple of years ago, he wasn't even in the top grade squad for Broncos. He was playing for Wynnum.
Yeah.
Killed it in a trial. And they brought him in. And now all of a sudden he's played essentially two Origin games and had huge moments in both of them. It is phenomenal. Okay, Holmes, I will say Valentine Holmes' attack was quite good. I am a little bit concerned with defence. He did struggle quite a bit. Missed, I think, five tackles.
Has he ever played on that side?
Well,
I'm saying so it's just the sole excuse.
He
but
ended up on the right side. Yeah. I think, what does he normally play at club? Because I'm so
left.
Confused
left.
Now.
He's left.
Okay. So, but the only problem is he came into Origin having played on the left side, getting done by Toa, stuff at Toa. So that's one area that I think Holmes has to really concentrate on is his defense. Yeah. He's just his defense because he struggled. But in regards to some of the tough carries he took and his goal kicking as well.
Unbelievable. He couldn't be tackled.
Mate, so strong, so strong. So, and he obviously had a try assist as well. Ran for 139 metres, 41 post contact, 3 tackle
solid
breaks.
Solid game,
a line breaks. So just defensively, just got to clean that up a little bit. But let's get to my boy Hamiso, the hammer.
The hammer. Speed kills, baby.
It kills, all right. It kills. It breaks hearts, New South Wales hearts.
Broke your nose.
Well, it wouldn't be fucking first, that's for sure.
But you are fast.
As you can see.
Just to acknowledge.
Big nose and fast.
Imagine if you didn't have that wind resistance. You'd be faster than the hammer.
No, this splits the wind.
Oh, it's the fin.
This is actually, this is like steroids almost. Hamiso, look, I said it in the NRL Live TikTok. The really interesting thing about the way Hamiso plays is he always plays to the level that is in front of him. So if the game is a shit fight, he'll just be a step above the shit fight. And then the next game that he might play, it might be the highest quality game in the comp. He'll just play a little bit better than that game. He comes into Origin and he just goes... just a little bit better.
Ugh, you want to talk about Cruz? He's cool as a cucumber, mate. He doesn't even he doesn't even make a facial expression.
Think about the performance he had. He marked Tom Trbojevic and didn't miss a tackle. And I know a lot of people say, yeah, but, you know, Tom Trbojevic isn't at 100%. Still, to have the composure, you're going up against people. Some people think that Tom Trbojevic is, when he's on, the best Origin player ever.
Fair.
And it's fair because he's killed it in Origin. That's the second time he's marked Tom Trbojevic and the second time Tom Trbojevic has been quiet. I know Tommy's not 100%. I get that. But still, the hammer was incredible in defense and electric in attack.
There was a moment as well where he got taken out over the sideline. He clipped Val Holmes's feet.
He would have gassed
him. He would have got away. Yeah, I couldn't believe none of the commentators said it. He was gone.
I was sitting there going, why wasn't this talked about? Because he was gone.
Watch Turbo's face on that play. You could see him going, fuck.
Oh, mate. Yeah, he knew in that moment he was going to tear his hammy if he didn't fall over.
And that, what's crazy, so that was a fend on Tommy to get around Tommy, and he obviously tripped because he hit Tuolungi.
Is that fend a thing?
I think it is a thing.
Bruh!
And then the next the match-winning try was a fend on Addo.
I know.
So it's like, fuck, you're not just fending any people. You're fending arguably one of the greatest wingers we've seen, and Tom Trbojevic had one of the greatest seasons we've ever seen, and also the highest ceiling in the game. He's fending both of them to make line breaks. It is just...
On those selections, you know, we spoke about, is Billy Slater picking Campbell Graham over a not 100% Tommy Turbo? Of course he is.
Well, I was just going to get talked to in regards to the New South Wales selections. I think that you... Look, it's a little bit different because of KP head knocks are quite different to physical.
Yes.
You know, you don't want to mess with head knocks. We all know that. But I do think it is a good point. Billy Slater probably would have said, unless you're 100% and we can see you playing footy at 100% for a long period of time, then you can't be selected. I mean, it's a lot of, you know, what ifs and hindsight and speculation. But we'll get to the New South Wales.
Save it? I can't handle death by 1,000 cuts. It's crazy.
But yeah, the hammer, in my opinion, the hammer has officially arrived as a top tier outside back.
Oh, yeah.
I think before... The game on the weekend, he was having an incredible season, and you would put him as a rising...
Yeah, it was like a potential fullback. Chat. Yeah. This is what he could be.
This is what he could be. Yeah. He's just underneath, you know, your Trells and your Tommies and your Teddies. And I think now, seeing him play... Now, I'm not talking about career-wise. I'm just talking about form right now, what tier you would put him in. He's in S tier. He's in the top tier.
He just went there.
With that performance at Origin... To the match winner, two tries, I think he's officially put himself in there. Again, I'm not talking about career-wise. I'm just talking about if you... Let's say you're a scout and you're going to recruit and you've got this tier of people, I think he would be in there in those conversations.
You know, the scary thing is about him as well. Like, he might be your first-choice centre moving forward, but he could be your second-best fullback. He could be your second-best winger. He can just cover that entire back line moving forward.
Well, like, he played the first half... Basically 60 minutes of the game in centre, then got the match winner on the wing.
But like, if a gun centre emerges for Queensland in the next 2 years, you can just slide hammer over.
Yeah.
And you don't lose anything. And you wouldn't have. And he would go, yeah, good as God.
That first try, Guru, you got to say you're pissed off. Like, that's... How does that happen? That first try, that grubber.
It was.
I know he was in the line, but that... I've never seen that.
No, that was beautiful play by Queensland. Beautiful play by Queensland. It was a set play. So what Benny Hunt did, I think it was Benny Hunt.
On the right.
He threw a massive cutout ball, knowing that Teddy would be at one, and then Munster puts it on his boot straight away. So Teddy doesn't have enough time to get across. It all started from the dummy half pass. That was a set play. That wasn't simply just pass to Munster and whatever. That was long pass to Munster, grub at a hammer, because it completely takes Teddy out of the game because he can't get across there quick enough. It was an amazing play. Definitely a set play. What about the set play at the start from the Queenslanders?
Oh.
Down the short side.
That's what I'm saying. They're playing a different game now. They're strategically playing Origin with dog in them as well.
Oh, man.
You know, I almost Fuck felt Queensland. Like that was a sign from... It almost felt like Slater and Queensland in that moment off that tap, like they just did it for shits and gigs. It's like they were just going, oh, we've got you. You don't realise yet, but we've got you.
That's what I mean.
That little play there, I'm just like, that's got Slater written all over it.
It does.
You know what I mean?
Like, and the rest of the boys?
Let's just try.
What do you reckon, Jono? What do you reckon, Cam?
Oh, mate. Stop it. So good. Let's talk about Tuolungi. I was of the mind that I would have had Gagai in the centres, Hamiso on the edge. I thought Murray Tuolungi was a bit quiet this year. How wrong was I? his try savers, multiple try savers, were unbelievable. Some of the plays he came up with, then also the one-on-one strip on the stroke of half time with the big tackle. I think it was on Teddy, was it maybe? Anyway, or maybe Frizzell, whoever it was. Defensively, he kept us in the game. And defense, if he doesn't make the try savers that he makes, that I don't think we win the game. The Frizzell.
Bruh, come on.
No, hey, let me talk. The Frizzell one, do think it was a try.
Yeah, it was.
But because it went up as no try, even though I still would have given it a try, they did follow the right process. You need to see without a shadow of a doubt that that's
technically, yes.
You know what I mean? But it should have been a try. But you got it back with the Apicora South. That's a knock on every day of the week. What are we talking about here, guys?
Yeah. Oh, I hated the Frizzell one. I thought it was a try, but they followed the process as they should, realistically.
Common sense would be nice over the textbook. Undeniable doubt. Every single person in Australia has seen it.
I personally understand how they got to that decision, but I would have still given it a try. Yeah. But you're right, they did follow the process. And the process is, if it goes up as a try, you need no try, you need undeniable evidence that it touched the ground.
Which is ball on turf, which we didn't have.
Which you just didn't see.
I know it touched it. I'm not disagreeing.
You are right, technically, but I don't like it.
Oh, I can understand. What I don't like, though, Apicora South. How isn't that a knock-on? Since when has... Put it this way. If there was a player carrying the ball out of his own end, the exact same thing happened, you reckon they're going, oh, no, that's a knock-back. Pick the ball back up and just keep running.
You're right, but if you look at the angle, they did follow the process. It did go backwards.
You're speaking to the wrong man. Speaking to Guru. He's a process man. I personally think that was more of a bit of a... bit of a square up, if I'm being honest. If Frizzell gets given that try, I don't think they give
that. That was nearly as bad as the fucking video game glitch of Cobbo falling to the ground and just somehow being out of nowhere pushed over the line. Like, that was insanity.
Oh, yeah.
What happened there, Guru?
Good on you. That was good.
Mate, Tuolungi, seriously.
He's a gun.
Prove me wrong.
Cruzy, too.
Cruzy. These guys are just... huge plays and... You know, it was to our points that we did make that because the Cowboys are struggling so much, you can only do so much as a winger. And he proved he belongs in the Origin Arena. He was outstanding.
Just to give some flowers to Timmy, who's not here today. He's been saying for about 2 months that he would never leave Murray out at this side.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's been very, very passionate about it.
Yeah. Fuck Timmy.
Completely agree. he's had one of the great glow-ups of all time.
Yeah, you know? Well... Even Timmy couldn't glow up this much, I don't think. You can fucking do whatever you want to his face. It's not getting that good. Let's talk about him. My boy, my mad dog Munster. Another Origin game. Another big moment is needed. Yeah. And the money man delivers. He delivers. Nothing's on. Bang, right-hand fin. Hammer, gas, match winner. He is seriously, he's the biggest game player in the comp.
100%.
Like, it's it. Like, what more can he have to do to be considered? Like, he's had as many big moments as nearly any former, you know, Queenslander. Like, I honestly think that, you know, like so Lockie had, what, maybe two or three huge moments of winning Origin Series. Thurston might add two or three. Kronk might add two or three. Smithy might add, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He's had two or three as well. It is unbelievable how whenever... the game is on the line, somehow, some way, he makes it happen.
Unorthodox, yeah.
It's bizarre. It is bizarre. I want to know what's going on in his head. It's those two monkeys playing the bloody, those whatever they're called, smashing those things together. But Jesus, the song must be about footy. You know what? He's playing simply the best. The two monkeys are playing simply the best, just the whole time. He was amazing. So good.
How many games would you have played with money?
I don't know, six or seven.
Like, is there anything in his body language that you can see when he's about to? Like, can you see it coming at all? Have you been playing with him and you've seen it happen? Is there a tell as a teammate and a friend that you can see in him? Or
I don't think he's always competing. So he's always wants to be in it, wants to be doing his best. But like Kempy said, it's unorthodox. Like he gets the ball, stops, jinx. Somehow fends anyone and everyone.
I don't understand that.
And then it's a skip and a hop and he can flick it out of his arse.
But that's what blows me away. Like, it looks unorthodox to me, but I don't spend Monday to Friday with him and play X amount of NRL games with him. But when I look at the other guys around, it almost looks like they've got no idea what he's going to do either.
Mm.
It's just what makes him so dangerous. How do you prepare for him?
I think the key point is he's a competitor. Like he wants to score every time he touches the ball.
Yep.
But then he's also smart enough to know when not to do that, when to just play his role. He just picks his moments so perfectly that he knows when to go, all right, I'm trying anything. And then he knows how to step into a system as well and go, just need to play my role, get the job done.
He switches the flick too. Flicks the switch. When he goes onto the field, it's just like, boom, it's a different beast. Because he's a pretty like happy-go-lucky lad. Yeah. When he gets onto the field, he's just always on and competing and angry.
Oh, it's so good.
It's the best.
Thank God he's a Queenslander. DC, I thought DC did really well. Played his role perfectly. Mm. I think that there's been some years where DC, and look, we've still got two games to go, but there's been some series where he like overplayed his hand a little bit.
Mm.
I think this series...
Maturity now. And I like the presence
and
of
he,
him.
And you know what? I think he really knows when Munster needs the ball. Like, he's got that connection with him now.
Yep.
I thought he played it perfectly. Kicked his ass off. You know, stayed composed. Didn't panic. And just stayed in the game. So I thought DC was great.
Oh, I thought that 40-20 he kicked.
Oh,
just the moment that game. Like, it should have been a game changer. Mm. I think it was Lindsay Collins dropped the ball two tackles later.
Yeah. One tackle later.
Thank God.
Literally on the next tackle, he dropped the ball.
That could have really turned the game on its head there. It should have.
Yeah. That 40-20 was amazing. So good. What I loved, and we spoke a little bit about it, but the starting of Tino and Ruben.
Oh, Carr. We said that.
What a masterstroke. He said, okay, so there's this big hoo-ha around Tevita Pango Jr. and Payne Haas starting. We've got these really big bobbers. You don't want to do? I want to put on our best two defensive front rowers that are really mobile and keep their legs moving. And what do? They defend their absolute asses off and keep us in the game, keep us competitive. It's just a masterstroke. Ruben Cotter starts in the middle, gets moved to an edge, and kills it. Jumping on balls, saving kicks, doing everything.
Yeah, and I think Ruben Cotter represents the difference between Queensland and South Wales.
Agreed.
Shendo, I'm not sure if you're aware, but I started last year, said I've mentioned it probably 1,000 times, that Cotter would play Origin, right? If he was a New South Walesman, I wouldn't have said it because we wouldn't have identified him. There's not a hope in hell we would have identified him. He would have been sitting up in North Queensland, playing club footy, impressing all Queenslanders. We wouldn't have taken him on. Mm. That's his third Origin. He's got a man of the match when he was named on the bench.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have enough dog. No way. 100%. That whole Queensland forward pack is representation of just grit at the moment.
Well, think about how smart the decision was by Queensland to go, okay, we've got Lindsay Collins and Flegler that are maniacs.
Yes.
Like actual maniacs. We don't want to get in that battle with Tevita and Haas. Like, because someone will get sent to the bin. I mean, Flegler literally got sent to the bin. And he, like, could you imagine if he had started?
Yeah.
He's 100% going to the bin. Billy Slater and the coaching staff were so smart that they said, no, we don't want to do that. We're not going to play their game. Think that the way Storm, what Storm do so well, and you can speak on this much better than I can, is they make you play your B plan.
Mm.
They never let you play your A plan.
Yeah.
New South Wales' plan was to send Haas, to Vita Pango Jr. out there and intimidate and get in a firefight with Queensland. And so Queensland just said, nope, not doing it. Going to send our best defenders out there, completely just smother the fire. And there was no fire. Like, you know, Hudson Young tried to start a little bit, but the game just rolled on. Genius. The coaching staff. Genius. And I thought, oh, mate. Honestly, there wasn't a player that played poorly for Queensland. There really wasn't. Like, even though we made all these errors, footy isn't just about stats. It's about all the little bits in between the errors. Like, do you defend your error? What do you do? Do you keep your head up? Do you put your head down? All of that kind of stuff. I thought Paddy Carrigan was outstanding. Benny Hunt was good. Harry Grant came on, made an error, but he tackled his ass off. His defense was really good. But
Harry Grant did exactly what Harry Grant had to do.
Yeah.
And that was all Queensland needed. He nailed it.
Everyone stuck to the game plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the foundations of Queensland right now that you can always just go back to. An error, a mistake, a penalty, a sin bin. When you return back to the foundations of we're playing as a team, we've got areas and spots of the field that we want to get to, we're kicking well, and we tackle our ass off,
right,
you can hang your hat on that.
100%.
But right now, New South Wales can't do that. It's like I said before, it's white collar, blue collar. That's how it feels.
I thought David Fifita was so just mature and poised, you know, took tough carries, had a few tackle breaks, didn't try to offload, just all the Queensland forwards. They
bought in, eh? I reckon they've all bought in.
Yeah, like they're all on board. Paddy Carrigan, the amount of tough carries he took. The amount of work he gets through is absolutely crazy. He gets 16 runs for 140 metres. So you're like averaging 8 metres a hit up, which is crazy in Origin. He had a tackle break. He had 33 tackles, only one miss, no errors. Like that is in 66 minutes in an Origin arena. Oh, mate.
Silly.
The average, so I think that the average Origin's like intensity is like 99 point whatever. NRL games, I think it's like 84. The intensity at the start of last night's match was 102. So that's how intense the match was in regards to, you know, high speed efforts and heart rates.
And that's the beauty of Carrigan. That's where he's most comfortable.
And also we talked about last week, didn't we? We said that if it gets into a dogfight back and forth, Isaiah Yeo, very good ball player. And yeah, he can get in the dogfight, but Carrigan's probably more suited for the dogfight, whereas Yeo would be more suited for really silky ball playing, even though, I mean, we'll get to it, but ball playing was, it was actually probably one of his worst performances, Yeo.
It was individual. Just everything felt individual.
He was trying, but nothing clicked. It was a, and Isaiah Yeo has probably been arguably the most consistent forward outside of Payne Haas for the last 3 years. But anyway, we'll get to New South Wales. Queensland, incredible. Anyone else that stood out for you guys in Queensland?
Mate, it was just such a typical Queensland performance where they just all went and did their job. Two or three guys stood out and had great games, but the rest of them just had solid, good games and did what they needed to do. And I think you summed it up perfectly, mate. It wasn't a perfect game in Queensland. You made errors, but you defended all of them. And your scramble was just unbelievable. If you watch that first half, it was essentially Queensland. They had two opportunities. They took them. New South Wales had eight, and Queensland defended all of them. And they just kept turning up and turning up and turning up.
It was a Queensland win, wasn't it? It was a team win. You can't sit here and poke highlights at different players. It's not that game. It was like, it was rough. It was a little bit ugly, but when the time come, they stood up. And the forward pack just out-aggressioned us, out-enthused us. And they were consistent, like, in the halves.
And like, I think the last 10 minutes really, you know, caught everyone's attention. That's when they won the game. They won the game in the first half with their defense.
For sure. You should have gone in ahead.
We should have been up by
100%.
You're absolutely right.
The entire game was played down in Queensland's half. They defended everything. When we had to stand up and defend our line, we went to water for the first half.
I think the concern is that...
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
With the way the game went, it actually should have been New South Wales that had that crazy last 10 minutes because Queensland had defended so much.
Yep.
So and that's usually when they break.
Sin bins, all the rest
and
of it.
And sin bins, yeah, I mean, fuck, unbelievable.
Sin bins, injury. Like, there was no reason why Queensland should have been
We lost bloody the big fella on the edge there.
Oh, Gilbert, we haven't even mentioned Tommy Gilbert.
We lost him in the first, like, five minutes.
What I would do to have a Tom Gilbert in our side.
And he was firing up. He was
ready to go.
He was getting around.
Mate, he was ready to go. He was fight. Him and Hudson Young would have 100% come to blows eventually.
Surely.
We lost him in the first 5 minutes. And it actually screwed our total rotation up because then Cotter had to go immediately out there. So now our forward rotation, front row.
Not only did it screw your rotation, didn't you lose the ball because you subbed on 14 on the
field? Yeah, we got a penalty against
you got a penalty on your own 5 metre line.
Dislocated, eh?
So imagine if that would have gone the other way and Queensland had a set 5 minutes out at that point. Like they would have scored there again. Instead, Queensland scramble and find a way to stop us yet again.
Benny Hunt defending in the centres, like just... I don't know how they...
He's got that rep now. Like, it's mad to see. I just think he transitioned into that over time because he was a purebred half, but now he's just... You just can rely on him. He's got a reputation.
There was at one point they crossed to Cam Smith. They said, oh, Ben Hunt's defending out in the centres. You know, will he get targeted? Wrapped him, but all he said was, no, Ben Hunt's a good defender.
He'll just
had complete faith in him. Yeah. He didn't feel a need to say anything more than that.
No,
he just knew,
right.
He'll do a job.
Yeah.
And I don't feel that way about our Blues players.
There's still two games to go. Still, the job is not done. Matty, you got any comments about Queensland? Any players that stood out for you, mate?
I think Jai Arrow was pretty good because he came on when, I think, when Fafita...
Yeah, he ripped in.
When Fafita went off for HIA. And as you say, he ripped in. But you've kind of covered everyone else. You're right. It was The Blues, we'll talk about the Blues, but they looked disorganized, but Queensland just looked as one. They were, if I didn't hate it so much, it would have been beautiful to watch. Yeah, that were awesome, Queensland, unfortunately. Yeah,
I mean, Jai was fantastic. Come on, got through a bunch of... It does what Jairo does.
He did
what Jairo does.
He made an impact. That's what you want.
I love the way that Slater uses Hunt and Grant on the field at the same time.
It is just... It's beauty. It's beauty to watch. Seriously, when you got Hunt and Grant on the field. And just watching Hunt just go, just slip back, link up, fill in for Grant. If he needs to a little bit of a rest, he'll fill in at hooker. Grant will take a step back. Then get his breath, then start running the ball again. Mate, it's just, yeah, what a game by Queensland.
And that's where, like, you can just tell when they're all out there on the field, it's not about individuals. It's just about the team, and everyone just fits in and plays their role perfectly. And that's what I just think. We'll talk about the Blues soon, but I just think that's where we struggle sometimes, just to make it all gel and everyone play their role.
We got a chance for a big reaction. That's probably the one best thing. Like, there is a bit of embarrassment. It knock on the pride as well with the end of that game, with the sin bins in the injuries, to still lose. Like, you are hurt after that. So not only do we cop the loss, you're asking for a big reaction to something that was kind of embarrassing.
It's a huge
so
pride knock.
It does set us up well for game two.
Because, like, as you know, we opened the podcast with it, but to be a man in the bin, both wingers off the field, we got Benny Hunt in the centre, Cotter in the centres.
And then in the 73rd minute, New South Wales forced a dropout. So at that point, you're going, all right, New South Wales are about to get the ball back. 12 or 13.
That dropout.
And then it all fell apart.
But as they were about to take that dropout, I've never been less confident we were going to get the ball. It just felt like Queensland were about to do it, Queensland.
Mm. Yeah, so just an amazing performance. Every single Queenslander, like, just, it's just incredible. It's so...
I just don't think if that happened at the end, Guru, I don't think there'd be enough... shift enough noise to make the change that we need for game two. I think that is the worst thing that happened in the game, but also could be enough of a catalyst to be like, that was embarrassing. We need to fucking make some changes. We need a lift. We need to improve. Like, so it's shit that it happened. I think it's the best thing and the thing that's going to give us the best opportunity for game two.
It's a fair shout, because the reality is, like, even if we won that game last night, we didn't play well.
Yeah, or just lost by like a couple points. Yeah, it wouldn't have been nothing.
Yeah. It might be, you know, having your pants pulled down that we need. You might be right. Good God, I hope so.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.